We'd like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight from the Canterbury Summer Theater, and they're back for their 2024 season. And you know what, one notable thing about the Canterbury Summer Theater, it's Midwest's oldest professional summer theater company, and they're going to announce their season to us. First of all, we have Ray Scott Crawford and David Graham. They are the artistic directors, and together they have formed a company that's just of noteworthy. Of course, it's located on 807 Franklin Street in Michigan City in the Uptown Arts District. Gentlemen, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Aloha. It's good to see both of you.
Hi, Esther.
Good to see you.
It's been a long winter.
Well, I'm going to punt it to either one of you, whichever one wants to pick it up. Tell us a little bit about your season, what you've got coming up in general and then specifically.
Okay, well, we have five shows selected for the summer, and we'll talk individually about each one, but the director of the first show is David. So, David, why don't you talk about the first show?
Okay, great, great. The first show that we'll be doing is, which will open on June 12th, is called The Lifespan of a Fat. And it was on Broadway, 3-4 years ago, starring Daniel Radcliffe. Well, I guess I should say now Tony-nominated Daniel Radcliffe, and Bobby Cannavale and Cherry Jones. This is based on a true event that happened. I actually made it into a book. But the situation was this. Is a New York literary magazine received a submission from a writer of some renown named John DeGatta. And they were excited about it because they were kind of, you know, as magazines are, they were having a hard time. The essay was about, DeGatta wrote, was about the suicide of a teenager in Las Vegas who leapt off the Stratosphere Hotel. He submitted it to this magazine, and the editor, it was a fast turnaround. The editor assigned it to a young fact checker just out of Harvard named Jim Fingal. So what happens, the crux of the play is that the clash between the fact checker and John DeGatta, because it's a 15-page essay, and the fact checker, Jim, came up with a 130-page spreadsheet of facts that he thought were wrong. So the argument becomes between them, what's the difference between the emotional truth of a story versus the facts? And it's very well done, it's very witty, and it's very profound, and it's also very topical, because there's a lot going on these days about questioning misinformation in journalism, or adding a subjective view that it's not necessarily factual, but maybe truth versus the facts. So anyway, that'll be our first show. That'll be running June 12th through the 15th, called The Lifespan of a Fact.
Tell us the rest of the season.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can do that very quickly, because it's a lot of musical fluff that I think our audiences will enjoy. I think we start off the season with a thinker, and then we move into Love is a Many Splintered Thing. And yes, I said that correctly, splintered. And it's the fast-paced, zippy musical, and it's got all your favorite hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s rolled into an hour and a half of nonstop musical fun. So I think you'll all enjoy that. If you remember what a mixtape is, then you'll like this show. That's June 19th through the 29th. Next up, July 3rd through the 13th is Starting Here, Starting Now. This was a big hit back in probably the late 60s, early 70s. Barbra Streisand made the Starting Here, Starting Now a big hit. I think people remember some of the tunes from it, but it features the musicals of Maltby and Shire from that period, and it's a perennial favorite among musical reviews. Our final musical of the season is, I'm directing Love is a Many Splintered Thing. Starting Here, Starting Now is going to be directed by our resident choreographer, who was returning from last year, Tori Hicks, and she is returning this summer and will be directing Starting Here, Starting Now. And then our final show of the season, July 17th through the 27th, is a return to country music. And that's country is the music of Main Street. It's a musical ride showcasing a lot of the music of George Strait, Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, Miranda Lambert, John Denver, Willie Nelson, more. And it's got fun and hijinks in a country music setting. The last show of the season is our traditional show brought up from Bossier Parish Community College, where I teach in North Louisiana. And it is the fun Murder at the Howard Johnson's. I think if you've ever been to a community theater or a dinner theater in America, you have probably had a chance to see this show. It is a perennial favorite of just silliness, and it's not really a murder mystery. It's more of a murder comedy.
In our last few moments, tell us how they can find tickets and information about the shows and get maybe season tickets and information like that.
Yes, all that is available on our website, which is canterburytheater.org. You can call the theater, the number's there, or you can get tickets online. You can order season tickets, all of it, through the website. The number is 219-874-4269. Pretty much everything you need to know, you can get at either of those two places.
Sounds great. Canterbury Summer Theater, their whole season. That's David Graham, Ray Scott Crawford. Thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting on such a high quality show.
And a spotlight extra. The museum at Lassen's Resort will feature a second Culinary Anthropology, A Taste of Potawatomi Heritage, on Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. with Chef Eric Hines and Dr. Ezekiel Flannery. Information about this event is available at lassenresort.com and is presented with a grant from Indiana Humanities and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.